Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Heather Newton, who is the Director of Talent and Training at the Child and Family Centre, right here in my backyard of Santa Clarita, California, a city I love. And Heather, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organisations better manage themselves, better lead others and grow business acumen. And I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices. But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organisation, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Heather, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks so much, Paul. I'm glad to be here and nice to meet you right in my backyard. So Child and Family Center is a nonprofit mental health provider. We've been around 50 years now. This year is our anniversary. Really excited about that. It's a big deal, 50 years in serving the community. And we primarily have our large outpatient program where we serve children ages 0 all the way up through young adults. And then we have several other programs, including an outpatient substance use disorder treatment program, a domestic violence shelter, and that's an emergency shelter for individuals who are fleeing intimate partner violence. And then we provide in-home intensive services, which is where a team goes out and supports a family who's in need of services, for their children, the parents themselves, how to manage the children. So a lot of different services. We have about 150 employees currently. So I'm really excited about this topic. I think it's really important. And, the reason is because employees are the success of the company. So you invest in your employees and your culture, and you'll have a successful business. And so first, I'll kind of start off by talking about the areas of culture where you really should be investing. So first off, you want to make sure that you're hiring people who are committed to what you're doing. So for us, we're mission driven. We're ensuring that employees really are coming to us because they feel a purpose for what we do, providing such a necessary service to, marginalized communities. And then next, and probably equally important, is having a culture where you foster psychological safety. Mm-hmm. And you hear it a lot, and the research will tell you, when you have high psychological safety, you have lower turnover. But what it really is a culture of trust. Your employees trust you, they feel heard, they feel valued, they feel like they can make a mistake and that's okay, they'll learn from it. They feel like they can challenge you, they can come with new ideas. And really that's where innovation comes, that's where growth comes, because employees feel comfortable to bring up things that you haven't thought about. And psychological safety is really something that leadership drives, but it has to be all the way down to your frontline managers for it to be successful. So leadership models it, we show transparency, we show how you build trust, we listen, get to know our employees, and then we train our managers on how to do the same thing. So easier said than done, but so important to having a successful work culture. And then next, training and development. Which I know a lot of that is your area, but you have to invest in your employees. You don't just hire them for that job and stop there, right? You really have to help them grow, train them how to do their job really well, train them out of their job, right? To move up to the next role, give them opportunities to learn new skills, let them go to conferences, provide mentorship. All of those things are really key. And then lastly, we'll talk about well-being and employee wellness. We hear a lot about that now. And all of those things I just mentioned are part of that, right? You're creating a positive culture, employees are heard, you're helping them develop, and then you're also investing in their well-being. So you're ensuring that your benefits, match what you're preaching, they have the time off they need. They say, I'm going to go to the gym on my lunch. You're like, great, go for it. Don't work through your lunch. Really supporting that in what you do. And if you do all of those things, you're more likely to have a successful organization because ultimately you are supporting your employees and they are driving the business.
I love that summary, Heather. The picture I had in my mind was almost like four wheels on a vehicle, really. The reference to the mission, and then the point about trust, and then the point about training, and then the point about wellness. It's like I kind of get a sense that, like how we look after four parts of a vehicle, there's that, it's a balance, isn't it, between those four. I love that little summary that you gave there. It's
Yeah, thank
brilliant.
you.
Yeah, excellent. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Heather, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Let's do Love it.
Heather, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us today. And again, I really love this sort of clarity of what you shared with the audience today. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Talk to you
Thanks.
soon.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.